Does God work through children to help others? Do children have a vocation? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February is How Can I Help? God's Calling for Kids. It's a great book for children ages 4 through 8 and only costs $7.99. How Can I Help? Is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or you can check out How Can I Help? God's Calling for Children at issuesetc.org. Seems like a long time since we've done this, played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. I don't know if it has been a long time, but we certainly never hurts to refresh our memories as to what we do so often on Friday afternoons here when we bring together four soundbites from the last week's Issues Etc., things that stood out in our minds in the course of our broadcast day when we were talking to our many guests on these many subjects. When they said something, we thought, you know, that's soundbite material. We bring forth four soundbites for you to listen to. They're not difficult. They're fairly short. All you got to do is listen. And then on this Friday afternoon, February the 7th, you vote and you decide which one should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You vote by giving us a call. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can vote by sending us an email right here in the studio. We get them in real time. Please include your city and state. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc, or we have left space for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, phone call voters get to go first, and the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad, and the Issues Etc. notepad. That's the LPR bundle package. It will go to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. It's the only way you can actually get the LPR bundle package unless you walk in the door and visit us here in Collinsville, Illinois. So it's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. A tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Adrienne Dorr Heinz. She was on recently talking about cohabitation, and as part of that conversation, she pointed out a problem of not hearing true law.
We have a dearth of law preaching going on. We don't go home and lay awake at night in fear, trembling over our sins like Luther did. We don't sit through sermons where we feel like, oh man, pastor's been spying on me this week. He is keeping tabs on my sins because he is listing them all off in the sermon. We usually hear we've done some bad things, and it's okay because Jesus loves us, and so we're free to go on to Sunday brunch. But the problem with not hearing true law, especially when it comes to this instance, is that then we don't really think we need to hear the gospel. Because if we fundamentally believe we're not all that bad, we then fundamentally think, well, we don't really need to hear that we have a Savior.
That's soundbite number one this week. Should it be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? Your vote, and your vote alone, will decide. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote. Include your city and state. Talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or you can leave your vote at our Facebook fan page. Again, your city and state's always helpful. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Terry Mattingly. Here he is talking about Americans' twofold problem with the First Amendment.
As a country, we're not too scared of Oprah. We're not too scared of kind of a vague spirituality which can be evoked by Republicans and Democrats in State of the Union addresses and stuff like that. That kind of religion doesn't scare us. But specific religious beliefs that show up in concrete ways in daily life and affect how people act and how they spend their money and how they make their decisions and how they raise their children and what they want their schools to respect, specifics, a large part of America gets very sweaty palms about that kind of religion. At the same time, religious people and our institutions, primarily our schools are not sure that they respect journalism. They're not sure that journalism is a part of God's good creation. They like one half of the First Amendment when it comes to religious freedom, but they're not too crazy about the other half of the First Amendment, which is the freedom of the press. We've got a blind spot here with two sides. The two halves of the First Amendment don't get along very well. It's hurting our coverage. It's hurting how the church views the world. It's just hurting public life in the United States.
That's soundbite number two, Terry Mattingly on Americans' twofold problem with the First Amendment. If you want it to be issues, et cetera, soundbite of the week, just give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from our ongoing conversation with Pastor Paul McCain on the formula of concord. We dealt with a very short subject with him this last week on the Christ's descent into hell. Here he is answering the question, why did Jesus descend into hell?
He went there in both body and soul to proclaim victory in hell, because there's no place that Christ hasn't been. And so he goes even into the very depth of hell, Satan's headquarters, to say the victory has been won. They simply laid out the fact that on the cross, when Jesus said, "It is finished," he meant it. There was no more work to be done. So anything that happened after his death and before he came out of that tomb on the third day was an affirmation of that victory. He did not go to hell to finish what he started on the cross. What he did on the cross was finished, done, complete. The forgiveness of the sins of the world was earned by his death on the cross.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Paul McCain on why Jesus descended into hell. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Your chance to win the LPR bundle package as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, February the 7th. Now get ready to vote, because here's soundbite number four, our last soundbite for your consideration. It comes from Pastor Will Whedon, talking with him about marriage and the liturgy of holy matrimony. He's answering the question, what holds a marriage together?
The Lord has forgiven you, and so we are called to forgive. In fact, I will say, what holds a marriage together for 50 years is not the fact that a man and woman love each other. What holds a marriage together for 50 years is that by the grace of God, a man and a woman went on forgiving each other. It's the forgiveness of sins that holds a relationship together.
That's soundbite number four. You've heard all four of the soundbites. Now it's time for you to vote. Now it's your turn. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. This break, by the way, is a great time to give us a call, and phone call voters get to go first. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. How would you like to attend a conference and hear Matt Harrison, Craig Parton, Jonathan Fisk, Will Whedon, Chris Roseborough, and Al Schmidt? You're invited to the 2014 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 13th and 14th in Collinsville, Illinois. Registration is $100 per person. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 13th and 14th in Collinsville, Illinois. Issuesetc.org.
In a Midwestern town not far away, against the encroaching forces of darkness, theologians gather. Saunders, Kuhlman, Ziegler, Masaki, and more. At Christ for Us in the Office of the Holy Ministry, February 25th through 27th in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Register at acelc.net, because
you must unlearn what you have learned.
Join the cause at acelc.net.
Producing 10 hours of live talk radio every week from a 500-square-foot office in Collinsville, Illinois, you're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners. Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, February the 7th. You can vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week by giving us a call, sending us an email, a tweet, or going to our Facebook fan page. Should it be soundbite number one, Adrian Dorr-Hines on the problem of not hearing true law? Should it be soundbite number two, Terry Mattingly on Americans' twofold problem with the First Amendment? Should it be soundbite number three, Pastor Paul McCain, why did Jesus descend into hell? Or should it be soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon, what holds a marriage together? Give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote. Include your city and state. We'd like to know where you listen. TalkBackAtIssuesETC.org. TalkBackAtIssuesETC.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Scott in Altamont, Illinois. Scott, welcome.
I'm going to vote for Pastor Whedon on what holds a marriage together. It's such a short and sweet idea. Forgiveness is also the glue that holds Christ and his bride, the church, together. So marriage, which is a picture of that reality, is really no different in that respect.
Very insightful. He should have his own soundbite there. Scott, thanks for listening in Altamont. As I always say, smartest listeners in radio. David listens in Longmont, Colorado, and David says, Pastor Whedon's insight on marriage being bound together by forgiveness is not merely brilliant, it is Christian. It is the gospel unveiled right where we live. My vote is for soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon, on what holds a marriage together. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page. We get those votes in real time, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Lauren is voting for soundbite number one, Adrian Dorr-Hines on the problem of not hearing true law. Lauren says, no one seems to be bothered by sin anymore because apparently sin such as adultery or cohabitation aren't a big deal. 50 years ago, it would have been. Something surely has changed. Lauren, thank you very much for the observation and for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Jordan listens in Bennett, Iowa. Jordan says, I'm voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon, on what holds a marriage together. Pastor Whedon brings out something embedded in the very fabric of Scripture. Marriages last 50 years because Christ's forgiveness is present. That's why Paul uses the image of marriage in Ephesians to teach us about Christ and the church. That relationship exists because of and is sustained by the forgiveness of sins. Jordan, thanks for listening out there in Iowa. Let's see what Grace in Imperial, Missouri has to say. Hi, Grace.
Hi, Pastor. I've got my 52nd wedding anniversary coming up here shortly, and Pastor Whedon hit it on the head. You have to forgive because we're all sinners, and we're going to mess up big time, and I do all the time, as my husband does, but the secret to a marriage is forgiveness. You've got to love one another enough to forgive them.
Grace, congratulations, by the way, to you and your husband, and thanks for listening out there in Imperial. Well, it's quite true. That's why the church is important to marriage, because that's where we get the forgiveness that we give away free. Deborah listens in California. She says, I'm voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon, teaching on marriage. I've been married for almost 20 years, and for the past 10 years, I've been struggling with cancer. My husband has stuck by me through thick and thin. He is my rock, and I greatly appreciate him. I agree that a successful marriage requires daily forgiveness. I really liked this whole segment on marriage. Thank you so much for your great programming. Well, Deborah, thanks for listening out there in California. Still time for your Vote for Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. You can give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us that vote via email. We'll get it right here in real time in the studio. Talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February is a children's book, and that doesn't mean it's frivolous. In fact, it's very substantial at a children's level. It's one of those kind of great examples from Concordia Publishing House of teaching the Christian faith at the level of the Christian. And if your Christian is, say, 4 to 8 years old, this book is for them. How Can I Help? God's Calling for Kids. It is, I'll give you a little hint, a secret. It's the doctrine of vocation, that God has given everyone a station in life where they live by faith before God and in love toward their neighbor, and he's given it even to our children. How Can I Help? God's Calling for Kids from Concordia Publishing House, written by Issues Etc. regular guest Mary Murby. You can browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Eric listens in Abilene, Texas. Eric says he's voting for soundbite number one. I think the primary struggle facing our not only Christian culture, but also the culture at large, is the lack of understanding of how depraved we really are. Our culture is saturated with the gospel, a false one, as well as in a lot of cases. And so few churches do anything to remind people of why they need Jesus. Thanks for listening in Texas, Eric. Amy listens in Ute. I believe it's Ute, Iowa. If we don't hear true law, therefore we don't feel the need for our Savior and the forgiveness he gives, well then, what's the point of everything else? Amy, thanks for listening in Iowa. The winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number four. Pastor Will Whedon, what holds a marriage together?
The Lord has forgiven you, and so we are called to forgive. In fact, I will say, what holds a marriage together for 50 years is not the fact that a man and woman love each other. What holds a marriage together for 50 years is that by the grace of God, a man and a woman went on forgiving each other. It's the forgiveness of sins that holds a relationship together.
All right, that's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number four. Pastor Will Whedon, what holds a marriage together? Let's see, Grace in Imperial, Missouri, not only for your vote, but also as a 52nd wedding anniversary. You get the gift from us. You get the LPR bundle package. And if you'd send us your mailing address and your shirt size to talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send the LPR bundle package out to you. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you appreciate Issues Etc., talk radio for the thinking Christian, please consider making a tax-deductible gift this week. You can make a financial gift by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support. Monday on Issues Etc., Pastor Will Whedon is going to join us. He's going to answer the question, why be a Lutheran? It's something he's actually struggled with in his recent pastoral ministry, relatively recent pastoral ministry, and he has some excellent answers to that question. We'll share them with you Monday on Issues Etc. We'll talk with Mary Murby about God's calling for our children Monday, and we'll discuss Onesimus and Philemon with Pastor Tom Baker. Look, the only place we get the forgiveness that holds every relationship together, including our marriages, is where Christ gives it out. Christ himself dispensing his forgiveness in his word and sacrament in church. So best thing you can do for your marriage this weekend, go to church, get forgiven. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Where do we find Jesus in the book of Job? I've written an article in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled Job in Four Not-So-Easy Steps. You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues Etc. journal. Just look for the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. Pastor Ross Johnson has written our Wittenberg Trail feature. It's titled Lutheranism, Christianity's Best Kept Secret, the free online Issues Etc. journal.
Oh, morning star, oh, morning star,
listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.